In this bulletin, missing 4-year-old girl Cleo Smith found alive in Western Australia. The New South Wales government launches a review into how grants are handed out in the wake of corruption hearings. And in sport, former FIFA officials Sepp Blatter and Michel Platini charged with fraud. Good afternoon, Claire Slattery with SBS News. Western Australian police have confirmed a 36-year-old man from Carnarvon is in custody for questioning over the disappearance of 4-year-old Cleo Smith. The girl was found alive overnight, more than 2 weeks after she went missing from a campground on Western Australia's northwest coast. The state's Deputy Commissioner, Cole Blanche, says police found her locked in a house in Carnarvon.
A police team broke their way into a locked house in Carnarvon at about 1 a.m. They found little Cleo in one of those rooms. One of the officers picked her up into his arms and asked her, "What's your name?" She said, "My name is Cleo." Cleo was reunited with her parents a short time later. This is the outcome we all hoped and prayed for. It's the outcome we've achieved because of some incredible police work, and I want to thank Cleo's parents, the Western Australian community, and all of the volunteers.
New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet has ordered a review into pork barrelling concerns. The initiative comes just days after an independent commission against corruption inquiry quizzed former Premier Gladys Berejiklian about money given to the electorate of her ex-boyfriend Daryl Maguire. The review will examine how state grants programs are administered to ensure that public money is spent fairly and appropriately. Mr. Perrottet says the review, to be finished by next April, will be led by the Department of Premier and Cabinet.
I think it's very good practice for the New South Wales government or any government to review their processes from time to time. When it comes to grants administration in our state, that hasn't been looked at, I think, in terms of administration since 2010. I think it's important that there's confidence in the public in relation to the expenditure of taxpayer funds.
Victoria has recorded 941 new cases of COVID-19 and another 8 deaths. It's the second day in a row that cases have been below 1,000 as the state continues to lift COVID restrictions. Federal Labor leader Anthony Albanese is in Victoria for the first time in 6 months, visiting a Sikh community temple in Plumpton. He's issued a message to Victorian residents ahead of the religious festival Diwali.
Diwali commemorates the victory of lightness over darkness. And what we have here in Victoria is just that, a sense of optimism as Victoria opens up again. And that sense of optimism is something that I want to bring to government after the next election.
And New South Wales has recorded 190 new cases of COVID-19 and another 4 deaths. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has departed the COP26 Climate Change Summit in Glasgow to return to Australia. Before his departure, Mr. Morrison said Australia will join an initiative to help small island nations in the Pacific climate-proof their infrastructure. Mr. Morrison says Australia will play a global role in helping other countries better prepare for natural disasters.
A healthy ocean and a sustainable ocean economy are vital to Australia. We're a big island and we're surrounded by it. To reduce emissions, to provide food and jobs, to sustain biodiversity and support healthy communities. And we are taking strong action on ocean-based climate solutions. Australia is investing in scientific research to better protect and manage our ocean. We value our relationships with our Indo-Pacific neighbours and particularly our Pacific family.
And other world leaders are departing Glasgow after 2 days of talks, but the climate summit will continue for another 10 days for experts and negotiators to continue the work. Leaders have pledged to stop deforestation by the end of the decade and cut emissions of the greenhouse gas methane to help slow climate change. But British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has cautioned against exaggerated enthusiasm about progress being made at the COP26 summit.
It's all too easy to come to a summit like this and get caught up in a mood of exaggerated enthusiasm, simply because of the very nature of diplomacy and the instinct to be polite. We must take care to guard against false hope and not to think in any way that the job is done, because it is not. There is still a very long way to go. I am cautiously optimistic.
In sport, and former FIFA officials Sepp Blatter and Michel Platini have been charged with fraud and other offences by Swiss prosecutors following a six-year investigation into a controversial $2 million payment. The 85-year-old Blatter and 66-year-old Platini now face a trial within months at a federal criminal court in Bellinzona. Swiss federal prosecutors say the payment damaged FIFA's assets and unlawfully enriched Platini. The case from September 2015 ousted Blatter as FIFA president and ended Platini's campaign to succeed his former mentor. And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, it'll be a partly cloudy day with an expected top of 23 degrees. In Adelaide, showers easing later and 33. Melbourne, a humid day with rain increasing, 25 degrees. Hobart, rain developing, also 25. Canberra, partly cloudy, 25 as well. In Wollongong, there'll be similar conditions and 23 degrees. Sydney, much the same, 25. Newcastle, partly cloudy and 27. Brisbane, also cloudy and 26. In Cairns, there'll be showers and an expected top of 30 degrees. And in Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm headed for an expected top of 36 degrees. That's SBS News.